USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia is rejecting a price cap on their oil set by Western supporters of Ukraine. The supporters, including the U.S., cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 a barrel. That's well below the international benchmark at more than $85 a barrel as of Friday. The limit is set to take effect on Monday, along with an embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea set by the European Union. Russian officials are threatening to stop supplying nations that endorsed it. President Biden signed a bill Friday to block a strike forcing union rail workers to accept agreements their leaders made in September. Workers in four of the 12 unions rejected the deal because paid sick days were not included, and that's why they have a problem with Biden and Congress blocking a strike, the president acknowledging as much.
I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave, but these rail workers and frankly every worker in America deserves. But that fight isn't over. I didn't commit we were going to stop just because we couldn't get it in this bill that we were going to stop fighting for it.
Biden noted that a strike would have had a major effect on the economy. Construction on a new nuclear power plant has begun in the southwestern part of Iran. The announcement over Iranian state television comes amid tensions between that country and the U.S. over sweeping sanctions imposed after Washington pulled out of the deal made between Iran and world powers. Iran is also dealing with nationwide anti-government protests after the death of a young woman in police custody challenging the country's theocratic rule. Two Republicans who lost their bid for statewide office in Michigan are planning to run to be the party leader in that state. Christina Caramo lost her race for Secretary of State. Matthew DiPerno was defeated in the race for Attorney General. Both candidates promoted conspiracy theories about the 2020 presidential election. The chair of Michigan's GOP will be decided at a party convention in February. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
One last weekend in Georgia for Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker to make the case for why they should represent the Peach State in the U.S. Senate. The highly contested runoff election will take place on Tuesday. In Hawaii, on the Big Island, people are bracing for a major upheaval if lava from the Mauna Loa volcano slides across a key highway and blocks the crookedest route connecting two sides of the island. Lava is oozing slowly at a rate that might reach the road next week. A milestone anniversary for one innovation that allows us to stay connected, especially if you have kids.
Saturday is the 30th anniversary of the text message. On December 3rd, 1992, British software programmer Neil Papworth sent the world's first text message from a computer to his colleague Richard Jarvis. It read, "Merry Christmas." In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A second judge in Indiana has blocked that state's abortion ban. The preliminary injunction issued Friday follows a lawsuit from a religious organization and five individuals who say the law violates their religious beliefs. The U.S. is out of the World Cup in Qatar. They were knocked out in the first match of the round of 16 by the Netherlands, 3-1. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.